Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me for this episode. Today, we're going to do an update on Travis Scott and the Astral World Festival, honey. This thing is a whole mess, and I'm here for it, baby. Another person has lost their life, has succumbed to their injuries, which brings the total deaths up to 9. This is so sad. And now they want to remove Travis Scott from performing at Coachella, April 2022. The college student, I can't recall her name, she succumbed to her injuries from being at that festival. There's split feelings on both sides as to whether Travis could have stopped the concert, stopped his performance after seeing people being hurt, trampled, people yelling for help. He stopped the concert, stopped the music at least 3 different times, but only for a few seconds. And then he started back up. Now, Travis Scott is known for having a very, very animated, and he encourages the crowd to just wild out and do whatever. He does this at all his concerts. He's known for it. And this is the outcome of that. No one has ever been killed at one of his concerts, but this is the outcome of it. People jumping off into the crowd and all of this type of thing. It's just craziness, just a lot of craziness at his concerts. Now, it was said that 2 men came on stage and spoke with Travis, yet he continued on with the concert. I'm assuming the 2 men probably told him that a few people of getting hurt and all of this, and he continued on with concert. It's being said that Travis Scott is too big of an insurance liability to perform at any event now until all of the lawsuits are settled. Coachella will most likely drop him from the next year's performance, The petition calling for him to be dropped from Coachella already has 20,000 signatures. This incident has a trickle-down effect as well. Kylie Jenner feels if she posts her brand, she'll be ridiculed for moving on like nothing happened and these people have died. So if she don't post, she loses money because most of her sales come from the internet, Instagram. So if she doesn't post things, she loses money. One particular victim was a 9-year-old boy who was at the concert with his father. The father had the 9-year-old on his shoulders when he saw things were getting rowdy and people were slamming and jumping and all this. So he put his son on his shoulders. When he himself passed out from exhaustion, dropping the boy to the ground. We'll take a quick break and we'll conclude the Astral World Festival. Yes, we are back. And as I was saying, the father put his nine-year-old son on his shoulders to protect him from the chaos. But his father started to suffer from exhaustion, dropping the boy. The father passed out and dropped the baby onto the ground, damaging his lungs, kidney, liver, heart, and brain. Oh my God. The family is suing Scott for gross negligence. The 9-year-old boy is in a coma. The grandfather of the 9-year-old stated that his grandson was injured so badly at one point he went into cardiac arrest, causing brain damage. This poor baby. Travis Scott says he will cover all funeral expenses for all 9 people who have passed. I think after all the disorderly misconduct charges Travis Scott has acquired over the years at his concerts, he should be banned from having concerts, or the number of attendants or fans should be lower. In my personal opinion, Travis Scott shouldn't be the only one sued or held accountable. Travis Scott claims he didn't know what was happening until it was over. He stated that the lights was in his eyes. When the music was stopped, you could hear people yelling for help. So how you didn't know something was happening? How you didn't know something was going on? The people from the back of the concert was pushing and rushing, which caused the people who were at the gate at the front of the stage, causing them injuries and they're falling out and they're hurt. And they claimed there was 500 policemen there at that particular event. And the father claims he didn't see 500 cops. So I think whoever is the operator of that venue, they should be held accountable. I think whoever the management should be held accountable, because nothing was put in place to protect these people. The ambulance barely could get through the crowd. And some people are saying all musicians and rappers and performers, they have control over their crowd. They have the ability to shut the music off, tell the crowd, hey, let the ambulance through, and they will do it. Travis Scott did not do that. He's sticking to his story that he did not know that anything was going on. He didn't know people were being hurt and injured and killed at your concert. This is a shame. So, so we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with that. The Travis Scott Astroworld, because he's being sued and the lawsuits are coming in every hour. Yes, every hour. Someone's calling an attorney trying to sue Travis Scott. And so these lawsuits are going up into the billions. So it's a whole mess. And I'm here for it, honey. We're going to sip hot tea and sip slow. So thank you for joining me. Remember to hit the follow button. It is free to follow, or hit the join button or whatever it looks like. Find it on your screen. Hit that sucker. And I'll keep the episodes coming. Thanks for listening. Bye.